Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding supplication and dua. Specifically, in this tradition and in this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam speaks about not regarding one's own request and prayer as being too much. In other words, when we ask God for something, even if it's something that we consider to be a lot, we shouldn't consider this as being too much. The reason for this is simple, because God Almighty is omnipotent, He's omniscient, and He has the power to grant any request that we ask from Him, right? And by granting it, nothing would be lost. He would not lose anything. His kingdom would not be diminished in any way whatsoever. And it's important for us to remember this. We're in the holy month of Ramadan. This is the month of supplications. This is the month of dua. And, our prayers are more quickly answered than in other months. So keeping this in mind, when we ask from Allah, we should ask as much as we want, anything that we want, and we should not consider it to be too much and for it to be something that God does not have the ability to fulfill. Now let's look at this tradition from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah revealed the following to one of his prophets. In this hadith, the name of the prophet is not mentioned. In any case, Allah said the following to this prophet: if the people of the seven heavens and worlds were all to request me, and I was to give each one of them their request, it would not decrease in my sovereignty even the size of the wing of an insect. Meaning, if everybody, all of the inhabitants of the heavens, meaning the spiritual world, and the earth, meaning this material and, physical world, all of these people, all of these beings, everybody were to ask me whatever they wanted, and I gave it to them, my kingdom would not decrease, my bounties would not decrease, I would not lose anything by granting them that request. In continuation, God says, and how can my sovereignty decrease? And I am its owner. In the sense that when God grants us a blessing, He doesn't lose anything because it still remains in His grasp, in His power, right? It still remains in His possession, right? Almost like He's handing it over for us to use and borrow, right? And ultimately, He will take it back without trying to compare God to somebody who loans something to somebody. But if we wanted to understand it in simple terms, we could understand it in this way. In a similar tradition, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, do not regard anything that you seek from Allah as too much, for verily what is with Allah is much greater than you could comprehend. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at supplication and not regarding one's request as being too much in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل